Hey folks, it's Mike Church, founder of Founding Father Films, asking you to learn the true stories of America's founding by purchasing my movie, The Road to Independence, the movie. The Road to Independence tells the exciting story of the Founding Fathers' struggle to declare independence. John Adams and Thomas Paine were not exactly the best of friends, but as our timeline has shown us, when it came to the question of declaring independence, the two were soulmates. Now, let's travel to another colony where lifelong friends will work secretly to establish the legislative body that will declare our independence. This animated movie comes complete with collector's booklets, DTS surround sound, and are packed with hours of bonus features. Learn the true stories of America's founding and order Mike Church's The Road to Independence on DVD and CD. Available now at MikeChurch.com/DVD and by calling 844-527-8723.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, July 2nd, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys a neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the Book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. The chop block that was supposed to be chopped is in the final process now. Hardcore coronavirus investigations in New York. And another day, another beloved statue is at risk of being toppled. The Seattle Police Department announced it made at least 23 arrests for failure to disperse, obstruction, resisting arrest, and assault. One of the arrestees was a 29-year-old man. He was in possession of a large metal pipe and a kitchen knife when he was taken into custody. SPD also revealed that city workers had recovered makeshift spike strips. Those are designed to puncture vehicle tires in the area of the chop. Mayor Durkan issued an executive order Wednesday to clear out the autonomous zone, citing several gun violence incidents, two of which resulted in the loss of life, hostile crowds, the inability of emergency personnel to move quickly and efficiently in the area due to the barriers, narcotics use and violent crime, including rape, robbery, and assault happened there, increased gang activity, business harassment, noise disturbances, property damage, open fires, and ongoing violations of the Seattle Parks and Rec's Code of Conduct. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best said in a Wednesday statement that police will be in the area enforcing the mayor's order. Officials in New York are threatening fines and said subpoenas are being issued to a group of partygoers to compel them to speak with health officials about a gathering that could be responsible for a cluster of coronavirus infections. The party occurred in mid-June, according to media reports, in Clarkstown, New York. This is just north of New York City, where as many as 100 people were exposed to the outbreak. The host held the party despite exhibiting symptoms of COVID-19, County Health Commissioner Patricia Rupert said in a Wednesday news conference. At least 8 people have been infected and have refused to talk with county investigators. Rockland County Executive Ed Day said it's a matter of information and no one's in trouble. He also warned the county is taking the issue very seriously. Our saint of the day, it's a feast today to pray for unity. How apropos. Quote of the day, I'm not afraid. I was born to do this. Saint Joan of Arc. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
At the new Founders Trading Post store, we're focused on making you the wisest crusader in all of Crusader land. Now, to help you with that, we've got great deals on autographed Joseph Pierce books, including the new biography of J.R.R. Tolkien, plus rotating $5 sales on my CD features and DVD movies like The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence. To see all the incredible sales and shop where your purchase benefits our crusade, not the rainbow flag waver that Amazon or eBay, go to MikeChurch.com/shop or call us 844-527-8723.
Today marks the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is a fairly late feast, going back only to the 13th or 14th century. It was established widely throughout the church to pray for unity. The present date of celebration was set in 1969 in order to follow the Annunciation of the Lord and precede the Nativity city of St. John the Baptist. Like most feasts of Mary, it is closely connected with Jesus and his saving work. The more visible actors in the visitation drama are Mary and Elizabeth. However, Jesus and John the Baptist steal the scene in a hidden way. Jesus makes John leap with joy, the joy of messianic salvation. Elizabeth, in turn, is filled with the Holy Spirit and addresses words of praise to Mary, words that echo down through the ages. It's helpful to recall that we do not have a journalist's account of this meeting. Rather, Luke, speaking for the church, gives a prayerful poet's rendition of the scene. Elizabeth's praise of Mary as the mother of my Lord can be viewed as the earliest church's devotion to Mary. As with all authentic devotion to Mary, Elizabeth's, the church's, words first praise God for what God has done to Mary. Only secondly does she praise Mary for trusting God's words. Another day, another infuriating news story about a well-loved statue being considered for removal because someone somewhere has claimed to be offended by it. This time, it's a statue of the Roman Emperor Constantine outside York Minster, which is being looked at, supposedly, after complaints from nameless members of the public. There were complaints that the Roman Emperor supported slavery. Constantine is known as the first Christian emperor and is venerated as a saint in both the Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox churches. But he spent much of his life as a pagan, only converting to Christianity on his deathbed. And it's this, apparently, which has offered the chink in his armor to woke critics. Like every other Roman of his class, Constantine would have kept slaves. And the fact that this happened 1700 years ago when they did things differently appears to be no defense. NPC International, the operator of 1,200 Pizza Hut and nearly 400 Wendy's restaurants in the U.S., has filed for bankruptcy. The franchisee has been dealing with a perfect storm of problems that led to its Chapter 11 filing on Wednesday, including coronavirus-related shutdowns, a massive debt burden of nearly $1 billion, and rising labor and food costs. Pizza Hut, of which NPC is the company's largest franchisee, has also been struggling with sales recently. NPC's restaurants will continue to operate while it navigates the Chapter 11 process. Well, it looks like a lot of people are not real happy with Paris Jackson's newest movie role, more than 270,000 to be more specific. In April, it was confirmed that the late Michael Jackson's only daughter will be starring in Janelle Shirtcliffe's upcoming film, Habit. She's starring as Jesus. Jackson will appear along with several fellow stars, including Gavin Rossdale and Bella Thorne, who apparently, according to Entertainment Weekly, portrays a street smart girl with a Jesus fetish who masquerades as a nun while trying to escape the consequences of a violent drug deal. However, while the film has not yet been released, critics have voiced their objection to the film by way of Change.org petitions directed at Warner Brothers and Lionsgate titled Prevent the Distribution of the Film Habit. The petition, which launched a week ago, has amassed 270,874 signatures of its 300,000 goal. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.